From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Conversation. Washington State is the number one producer of luxury super yachts in the United States. But the marine industry says that state tax policy discourages luxury super yacht owners from spending more time and money here in Washington State. Paul Schrappen is the director of government affairs at the Northwest Marine Trade Association. They represent the companies that make recreational boats. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Ross.
So currently the state has a 10% tax on the value of any boat registered as a limited liability or S corporation. That's how most of these super yachts are classified. And that's assessed if the boat spends 60 days in Washington state waters. Is this a one-time only tax, or is this imposed every time a super yacht is in state waters for more than 60 days?
It's a one-time sales tax equivalent.
Why should we be worried about a tax bill for a luxury yacht man or yacht woman when the state's making big cuts in areas that affect low-income people?
Great question, Ross, and we do get that periodically. And this bill and this piece of legislation we had in Olympia is about three things, really: jobs, jobs, and jobs. What we found across the country, in Florida in particular, when they've modified their tax policy around bigger boats, they've actually seen their tax revenues increase by $13 million in the first year when they adopted a sales tax cap, which is another approach we're looking at.
So you're not necessarily disagreeing with the Department of Revenue when they say changing the law will make it easier for wealthy owners to avoid paying taxes on their super yachts, but you're saying that more money will come back in if this tax system is changed?
There's already a stringent approach that boat owners have to take to demonstrate that they are not evading paying taxes, so I vehemently disagree with the approach that Department of Revenue has taken to put the kibosh on this bill in Olympia.
Why is this a hassle? Why not just take your super yacht and somewhere else after 58 days and then come back a couple days later? The point of a yacht is to take it somewhere, right?
Right. We want these boats here as long as possible. I think I also want to clarify that we don't represent the boat owner. They've never come to our association to ask for this. What has happened is that these 28,000 marine trades men and women in our state are looking for work. We've taken it on the chin. We want to showcase all the beauty we have here in the Evergreen State, and we want to make a technical fix to a bill that passed a few years previously that would then unlock $29 million in new spending for our state.
Now, the yacht, I've read that 203 of these super yachts have been built or are being built in our state, and that compares to about 300 super yachts in the rest of the country. Is this tax hurting the luxury yacht building industry?
It's a very tightly knit ecosystem, Ross. We're all connected here. The fact that boats can spend more time here will get more of these sorts of owners to our area to look at what they can have here. And then once that boat is purchased in Westport, for example, they can stay 180 days in Port Angeles, spending their money at butcher shops and florists. It make your jaws drop when you think about how much money these boats spend in our area. They're not boats. They're actually more like ships. And the fact that we can entice them here for longer amounts of time is only a good thing.
And lots of these super yachts are just staying in state waters?
Exactly. What will happen is the owners will fly in and fly out, and in the meantime, we'll have all the marine trades, refit, repair specialists working on their systems throughout the course of the year. These are floating economic stimulus packages, Ross, and what we want to do is have them here for as long as possible. And the state will collect the sales tax that we're not collect the tax dollars that we're not collecting now.
Now, you were telling us that some of our competitors for hosting these yachts, these super yachts, are really going right at Washington State's tax policy?
It's amazing. What's happening is that marinas up north in British Columbia are sending out tax advice on how they can stay in British Columbia year-round tax-free, and that's certainly not the case here.
Give us an example of some of the types of jobs you think could be discouraged from being paid if this tax continues. What jobs are going away if someone takes their super yacht to British Columbia?
Well, directly, it's the refit repair specialists. It's the folks that work on the computers. It's the ones that work on the radar. All the different aspects of going into a boat, you know, it's a long, long list of craftsmen and crafts that go into keeping the boat afloat. And then either a little bit further down the line, the florists, the chandlery, the wine shop, the wine steward, the captain and crew that are employed, the $110,000 that they would spend in a year for a $55 million yacht, according to our numbers, in a local economy is not being spent here. It's being spent in other places.
Now, Paul Schrappen from the Northwest Marine Trade Association, I understand what you'd like to do is just triple the time a super yacht could be in the state before it got hit with that 10% tax. That would make the super yacht subject to that 10% tax after 180 days, and that's like smaller boats. But did they go anywhere in the state legislature?
It got bottled up in committee in the House Finance Committee, and then we also had a companion bill in the Senate and did not get through this year, no.
And what do you think the chances are of moving it ahead next year?
You know, we're hopeful. The bill will be alive next year when session starts, and we're going to be continuing to circle back with our prime sponsors, Representative Litton from Anacortes, certainly a community that's been hit hard by the recession, a maritime community. Senator Nick Harper, who's got the largest marina on the West Coast in his district in Everett. So if you think about the kind of maritime rural areas in our state, they're the ones who are really struggling to make a go of this new economy. Anacortes, Port Townsend, Bellingham, you know, the list goes on. And that's where we see our support.
I'm just curious, are many of these jobs union jobs? Do you have any labor unions kind of sticking up for changing the tax policy on super yachts?
We do. We do. We have the Puget Sound Metal Trades Council in support of it. They work at Pacific Fisherman Shipyard in Ballard. So, yes, we do have union support.
Hey, thanks for talking to us, Peter.
Thank you, Ross.
Peter Schrappen, Director of Government Affairs for the Northwest Marine Trade Association. They represent the companies that make recreational boats. They're trying to change the state's tax on super yachts. They get hit with a 10% tax if they stay here longer than 60 days.